time I watch like these films, Wolves Howling, I just so want to be there. It's like, come here, puppy. But I've actually seen some really cool stories of people rescuing wolves from traps, and then they're like, they never forget them. They go back to the wild, but they see them every now and then, and they recognize them, and no, the other wolves are going to hurt them because of that. I just want to be like that. That's me, man. So I went into Christmas not happy anyway, right? Why, Mike? What could go wrong? It's such a great time, right? Yeah, it was a great time to watch all 50 Republican senators and one Joe Manchin decide that the $300, you know, tax credit for children, and these, mind you, 35 million families? I mean, 35 million. Maybe that explains why the lights weren't on, Joe. Why nobody, you know, was that festive this year that they had to decorate. And or maybe it's the economy and they don't want to waste some money. Or maybe they know that all those lights is like pollution to nature. And it is. All these things I say are just, you know, true. These are the things that go wrong when you call capitalism like this, you know, great chance and opportunity for everybody, when capitalism turns into like just a complete monopoly. Everything. Walmart, you know, Quick Trip, Walgreens, everything. It just, and they just keep sucking stuff up, man. The smaller chains go out, they suck them right up. And they're all subsidized, right? But we can't, billionaires being subsidized. And I went into Christmas pissed off, man. I'll be honest. By the way, I want to go back to Ann, you know, saying that, you know, between Matt and I, let's not forget, between Matt and I would be Crudy. Because on that scale, yeah, I'm gonna say I'm the most radical, right? To the left. Crudy's in the middle there, you know, and as far as Matt Flynn, I mean, I don't like a whole lot of moderates, but Matt Flynn is a moderate that I do like, right? Yeah, we're friends, and we can talk about things. And, you know, I usually walk away feeling pretty good because I'm always right.
Well,
okay, I'm 100% right 70% of the time.
I think you like people who are rational and who will at least talk.
Right. Oh, he lets
things.
People talk. Yeah.
Right.
Well, not so much me, but anybody else that calls, because who wants to hear me when, you know, either, you know, we want to hear from the audience and everything else. So I get my points in and that's it.
Yeah.
But he lets people come in with way differing views come on, and sometimes too long. I'll be sitting there going, oh, CJ the clown. Clown Jay. Well, anyway. We've got someone waiting online, so we're going to go to Mary. Mary, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and to Jason. I echo everything that the previous caller, Ann, said. Very well said. A couple of thoughts came to mind for me. I'm glad to hear of your accolades for Dr. Fauci. I heard recently about actually a child's book that was written about him. And
I would read that one because I am a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And so his beginnings in science and medicine started. He was a son of pharmacists, and he used to deliver their prescriptions on his bicycle. Imagine the FDA allowing this now.
Right.
Wow. And then secondly, when I hear about the resilience of communities that are, you know, leveled by these natural disasters, I'm impressed with their resilience. But I go on to think that we need everybody aboard, you know, addressing climate change and global warming to prevent these events.
Spot on. The first place, yeah, I'd start is like, let's scale back that military budget of what, 700 and mm-hmm. the Pentagon, right? 788 mm-hmm. billion. And mm-hmm. we can't subsidize hungry children in this country. There's something seriously wrong with people in this nation that think that that's okay. And we know a lot of them do, mostly Republicans.
Yeah. It's a values thing, and we got to take a look at that. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks again, Mary. Appreciate it very much. We got problems, man. There's that. Because by the hour, let's face it, it gets worse on this planet. All the stress that a lot of people are feeling. You see all these just horrendous murders that are taking place? You know, truck drivers getting pulled over, and here he's got an acquaintance, you know, with his head cut off and other limbs cut off. What's going on? I mean, and it's not like, oh, just a couple here and there. It's like all over the place. People are losing it. It's endo days time. As far that's the way I look at it. I don't know. These people that call themselves religious or, you know, strong faith, whatever it is, and you don't believe that, I mean, if you're the ones that talk about, you know, your Bible and stuff like that. I mean, if you're not seeing what these signs are that I see, just human signs, okay? Human being recognizing that nature's being destroyed and that humanity is basically gone and democracy is a farce in this country. Absolutely. How much longer? So what are we going to do this year? That's what it is, right? What do we do in 2022?
Well, what about...
We start kicking some ass. That's what we do.
I mean, I get all that, but I wanted to bring you back to what Mary was talking about there, bringing up, I mean, that stuff in Colorado that just happened. Come on, man.
I got family there. I saw one of my, you know, nieces said that she's safe, but my brother and his wife and a couple of the kids and my sister Mary is there with her husband and one of her sons and family live there. And one of the towns that it went through, she's my nephew's wife is the mayor there. So, yeah, and I mean, my mom's always, well, you know, she's the mayor. This was long before this fire. And I'm like, well, that is really cool because I, you know, when we were closer together, you know, I met these people's spouses, you know, my nephews and nieces and their husbands and their children. So, like, I'm a great uncle, right? That's like being almost their grandpa, their grandma, you know. Depending on what gender, your brother, sister, or whatever. But that's the thing that I enjoyed the most this last year, was being able to spend time with my children and grandchildren and you know, my nephews and nieces and their kids. Oh, that is just too cool, man. And I'm looking at these kids thinking, what kind of future do they have? They need a badass, crazy uncle that nobody wants to invite to Christmas or anything else to stand up for him. That's what I'm going to do, man, the rest of the way. You know what is cool, too, talking about nature and animals and this natural connection that we all should have, basically. A lot of the times that we don't do well with an animal is because there's a barrier, mostly fear or something, or anger, something in between. I just know that when I approach animals with, oh, hi, how are you doing? You know? I go over to a friend's house last night, the door opens, and here's this big, shaggy black dog wagging its tail, smiling, and I'm loving this dog. Jumps up on me and starts licking me, and there's two cats there, and I sit down on the couch, and right away they're like, wow, our animals like you. Both cats came up, and they go, well, yeah, because my friend was here, and they went in the other room when, you know, they know when somebody is connected to love, and, you know, it's all about love is what it really is. So if somebody comes into the room and they don't like animals or they look, I don't like cats. The cat's looking like, F you, man. I don't like you. Yeah, reach down here. Yeah. And whenever I see animals not liking people, then there's going to be a pretty good chance that I might not have a good relationship with those people either. It's just the way it works. It's just like there's different quadrants, people. Of our personalities and also, I would say, our experiences in life that help put us into these other sub-quadrants and stuff. I've been on the bottom rung here wherever I've gone in the world, and I've traveled some. I don't need to travel much anymore. I kind of like it here, and I feel like I've got a job to do here. But it was all about meeting the people that were just street people and stuff, whether they were someone without shelter or small shop on the street when I went to Jamaica, things like that. I made friends with all the people that the little people are the ones that matter. And until we use that force of the little people and the will and the fire in our souls for making this world a better place, we're not going to get anywhere. So these elections have to be done, right? But I'm going to tell you, if you're waiting for 2022 election and you're not participating in some kind of action before we get to those so that people understand who is really responsible for holding us back as a nation and as a world. We're supposed to be the leader. Everybody looks up to us. Everybody laughs at our asses. I mean, before Trump, they were laughing at us. or they were crying because we devastated their country with, you know, our military and our greed and our lack of empathy or understanding of anything. We got to change this, man. Wow, we're down to like one more segment after this. And I'm still hungry, man. Happy New Year! To the right, to catch the mirror.